All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Lives podcast. And last week was a big week. I tore the ligaments in my ankle. I passed out and got saved by a couple of strangers on a trail. And we moved house. So things were a bit nuts, but I am excited to be here in my new office and to be coming at you with a really simple, but hopefully very powerful episode, right? When I say powerful, if you read the headline, it's all about how to create the perfect offer for your ideal clients. And so often online, especially, I see so many people copying other people because they hear how this offer was successful, or they're not sure on what to offer their clients, so they just offer the same thing rather than really understanding, is that the perfect offer for me to attract the ideal clients I'm looking for? Is that the type of solution that my ideal clients are searching for online, or that they resonate when they're scrolling on social media? And what I want to do is I want to dive into that entire thought process and to really look at, how do you start crafting the perfect offer, and what do you need to be thinking about and putting in place in order to make sure that you can position that the right way to find those ideal clients? Because at the end of the day, right, what's the point of being in business, both short and long term, if you don't enjoy who you're working with, if your clients don't value what it is you do, and if they're not investing highly in your solution to get the results that they want at a level of commitment that we enjoy seeing from the clients that we work with? After that long mouthful, let's dive into the first point here. And as always, I always recommend that, you know, if you want to get out a pen and paper, if you want to go back to this episode just to really, you know, extract what resonates with you, maybe with what aspect of your offer that you probably need to give the most attention to. So, first point we want to look at here is making sure that you're clear on who you want to work with and why, right? It seems so simple, but so many people either skip this step or they just brush over it. They don't give it the level of attention, detail, and thought that it really takes to even start this entire process, right? Like I said, they copy or they model from somebody else and they think that's a good idea, but they haven't really gained the clarity they need to at that initial phase of working out who it is that you want to work with and why. You know, like, I've had multiple different businesses and multiple different niches, right? So I've had to get clear on many different occasions on exactly who it is that we want to work with. And sometimes when you're launching a business, it's really easy just to take anybody because those people are there, they're in front of you, it's potential income, you need income to survive. And then suddenly we almost get trapped just settling, right? We end up with a pool of people that we've accepted into our programs, our products, or our service that we don't necessarily love working with. And I'm not saying that that is wrong, right? It's part of the journey. But at some point, you have to draw a line in the sand and you have to really stand up for who it is that you want to serve at the highest level and why. Like, what does it mean to you to serve those people, right? What does it mean to you to provide your solution to that particular group of people? Like, what are they going through in their life, right? Like, what's happening that you either resonate with, connect with, that means a lot to you to be able to help them, right? That for, to gain the fulfillment that you need out of providing the solution that you have, right? Now, if you're not clear on that, or you're starting a new business, or you're in a new niche, and you're not sure who that person might be, or who they look like, right, in your mind, the best place to start is just think about the personality characteristics. Think about the level of action and commitment you want somebody to take. Think about the results that you want somebody to achieve from whatever it is that you're helping them with. Like, who is that person, right? Whether they're a friend, whether they're somebody that you've started to help on the side, whether they're a certain group of clients you're currently already working with, right? Like, really start to identify who they are. And then connect why it's important for you above everybody else that you could help. Why is it important to you to help that particular group of people? All right, and once you're clear on that, it becomes very easy to do what I'm going to share with you next, right? Which is to tap into their minds, right? As well as their current situation. Now, whether a lot of us want to admit it or not, most of the time, the clients that we are looking for, the clients that we love to work with the most, tend to have very similar characteristics to us, personality traits. They either are in a similar situation that you were in, or you know, they want to achieve what you've achieved, or they're going through a similar journey that you've been through. And that can be very powerful, right? Because you're able to show them a better way based on experience and with a level of integrity behind that. But if you haven't done what I shared with you in the first step, you're not really going to know who to tap into, right? Like whose minds to tap into and what is it about their situation that we really need to understand at a very deep level, right? When I say situation, I mean, you know, where they are in life, where they are in business, where they are in health, where they are financially, where they are, you know, depending on whatever your niche might be, right? Where are they now compared to where they want to be? What are the conversations that are happening in their mind, right? What are the things that come up for them on a daily basis based on either, you know, when they see themselves in the mirror, when they get a notification, when they can't pay a bill, like what's going on for them in their life, right? Because it's really important that we get clear on where they are right now so that we can get very good at understanding where it is they want to go, right? And if you have a personal connection to that journey, you're going to understand the process and you're going to be a lot more able to relate to their current situation and what they need to do to move forward, right? And by tapping into their minds, it's just on a so much deeper level than demographic, right? Male, female, age, married, not married, kids, not kids, educated, not educated, high income, low income, you know, all of those different things. They have a place for sure. But what I can tell you is that the place that they have is probably for your targeting on Facebook as a starting framework. When it comes to creating the perfect offer for you to be able to attract your ideal clients, all of that shit is like the starting point, right? It's like the headline that you write on the piece of paper. Next, you've got to dive in and be able to articulate and resonate and connect with what's going on in their minds and what's happening in their current life, business, health, financial situations. All right, when you can do that, it's going to be so much easier to craft, to put together, and to position the perfect offer. All right, and at some point you have to be able to do that at a high enough level to be able to own the solution that you have to offer those people. If I don't do that at a deep enough level, I'm never going to own my solution, because when I'm trying to connect my solution to those people, it's very superficial. I'm not tapping into what's going on. I'm not reading in between the lines. I'm not peeling away enough layers of that onion to really get to the core of things so that people truly understand that one, they either have a problem and two, they need a solution, or that yes, they've been searching for a solution and you could be that solution for them, okay? Next part that comes when you need to create the perfect offer, right? What you want to be able to do is you want to structure, or you want to especially yourself get clear on the shortest path to the best results. I'm going to go through this in as much detail as I can because it's something that it comes back to me all the time as a lesson. And I've talked about it before when I talked about creating the perfect program, being able to set your clients up for success. But people come to us for a whole range of different reasons, right? Depending on your niche and your solution. And what we tend to do is we tend to overcomplicate things, right? We go to work as human beings to make things way more complicated than they need to be. And ultimately, for you to be successful and for you to be able to help people and have a speed of success when it comes to your programs and what you can offer people, you need to be able to cut through the noise, the distractions, the stuff that isn't really necessary for them to be able to achieve the best results. Sure, it can add to the results that they get, but is it necessary? Like, is it that critical 5% that they need to know, that they need to take action on, that they need to implement in order to achieve the best results? I'll give you an example, right? A lot of the clients that I take into my new program now, when it comes to marketing and when it comes to them working out, you know, how do they create the perfect offer? How do they start going about attracting the perfect, you know, and ideal clients? How do they charge what they want? How do they get their clients the greatest level of results, right? I could go down so many different rabbit holes. We could talk about all the different membership platforms. We could talk about all the different social media platforms and what you need to be able to do to advertise on each and this upsell and that upsell and ebooks and funnels and, you know, create a book and free plus shipping. Like, I could go on forever. And one of the things I've had to realize through the process, both myself and through helping a lot of my clients create these highly valuable results-based programs, is that a lot of that other stuff isn't necessary when it comes to getting them results. And it's why we've refined our process to a simple 3 to 4 step process. Do you know what I mean? In terms of ads, get people to some level of a high value-based free training, get people on a call and convert them and bring them into your program, right? And to be able to understand what needs to happen at every stage in that process, but keeping things very concise and very simple and very measurable, right? Because when you can do that, then you get rid of the clutter. You understand the shortest path it takes to end up where you want to go, to move forward, to get a higher, let's say, return on your investment, or to attract more clients, or to make sure that you are clear on what you need to do with your ad spend to get the greatest return, or what you need to do inside a free Facebook group to be able to get people on a call or attract people into your programs, products, or service, right? You need to be able to do that in whatever it is that you're trying to help people with. Sure, there's enough information, there's enough strategies, there's enough tools, there's enough different ways to go about something. But for you to truly help somebody, you need to get 100% clear on what is the shortest path to get them the greatest results, right? With our gyms and the people that we help from a fitness and health point of view, come in, track where you are right now, work out where the gap is, fill the gap, stick to the routine, keep accountable, and you're done, right? 3-4 steps, that's max, right? I don't wanna do keto this month and then do intermittent fasting and then do carb cycling and then don't do this cardio, do that cardio, and then, no, show up, track this, achieve that, right? Like, it's that simple. And people overcomplicate things in their minds so much that when they come to somebody that makes something so clear and they can see the path, they understand that by them just focusing on these key things, these key 2 to 4 things, and if that's all they focus on, they're going to get the best results. Then they're going to buy into whatever it is that you have to offer all day long, because they're buying into the solution and the methodology. They're buying into the fact that if I do this, I'm going to be able to achieve this even faster, because they understand that you've forged the path for them. You've gone through all these different distractions. You've tested and measured all of these different things. Now I want to pay you to give me the shortest path to success. I don't want to fuck around with everything else. I don't want to mess around and make all the mistakes that you made. I want to pay you a good amount of money to save me from doing that, so that I can end up where I want to end up even faster than you did, right? And that's the coolest part. Like, man, some of the things that I achieved took me 3, 4, 5 years to achieve. And I'm helping clients do that in 8 weeks to 12 weeks to 12 months. Retire husbands, travel the world, generate over, you know, some of my clients now this year will be over $2 million in revenue. Yeah, you know, like, it's mind blowing. And they've done that in, you know, a tenth of the time that it took me, because I've been able to go through this, forge the shortest path for them, and shown them the way to get the best results possible. And for you to create that perfect offer, you have to be able to have clarity around that. You have to be able to show that you have the shortest path to the best results. And you need to be able to back that up, okay? Next point here is become the guide with a clear path to follow. And this relates exactly to what I was just talking about, right? We talked about the shortest path. People don't want somebody that's just gonna give them more information, right? We've talked about this in many different episodes, right? There's too much information out there as it is. What I want is I want somebody who's going to be the guide. They're going to be the person that's going to light the candle for me and show me the shortest path to follow to end up with the best results I want. And by you positioning yourself as a guide within your offer, right, it becomes a lot easier for me to understand that, cool, if I follow this person and I follow this path, I'm going to end up with this result. What we tend to do with our offers is we tend to throw, hey, you're going to get this, 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 and this. I'm going to give you this, 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 and this. You're going to gain access to this product and this upsell and that upsell. And I'm going to connect you with five different other ebooks and tools and suites. And it's like, holy shit. Now suddenly, all you're doing is giving me more stuff to do, right? You're not giving me a clear path to follow. And by positioning yourself as the guide, what you do is you also position your solution in a way that they personally connect with, because you're the guide helping them through the journey. You're not the person that's going to do it for them by providing them with everything they need. I'm talking in terms of your offer, all right? Make sure that you understand that distinction. In my offer, I want to position myself as the guide versus the person that's just going to give them more than they need. I'm not saying that we're not going to provide them with what we need, but there is a clear distinction with your marketing and your messaging and your sales copy and the way that you structure your ads, that if you don't get that right in the beginning, it's just noise. You're just another person saying, we too. I offer this, 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 and this, and we give you this, 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 and that, right? Everybody's seen that enough. What they need and what they want, right, is a guide with a clear path to follow. And they need to be able to connect with that path in order to believe that the result is possible, or at least be able to believe in the next step, which is something we're going to get to in a second. When you're also looking at creating this offer, and like I talked about with your sales copy and positioning things based on being that guide, what you need to be able to do is highlight what it's costing them to live in pain. As your guide, I need to make you understand that if you keep going down this current path, this is where it's going to lead. And I need to be able to highlight that that's the direction you're going in as your guide. Hopefully that's helped you make the distinction of my last point. It's my job to highlight to you that the way things are running right now, the way you're going, the level of income, financial pain, health, everything, that's the direction you're going in. Once I can do that, again, remember we wanted to tap into their situation. I'm now able to highlight their current situation and the pain that they might currently be living in, so that they understand that I know where they are. I'm shining a light on where they are because I understand it. I connect with it. I resonate with it. I'm showing them a clear picture of where they are. Now, if that's where I stay, which is also a massive marketing mistake a lot of people make, if that's where I stay, all I've ever done is given them awareness. Here's your situation. This is the path you're going down. This is where it's leading to. This is the pain you either are in or will be in. And then they gain awareness around that. And then what? Right? It's no different than somebody saying, yeah, I know I'm overweight, jumping on the scale for the first time, realizing I'm 300 pounds. And then what? Right? They just stay there in pain, in awareness, as a victim, suffering. Nobody has shown them a way out of it. Nobody has come along as the guide that they need to show them where they need to course correct and where they need to go next. Which takes me to my next point. When you get good at highlighting where somebody is, you then need to be able to share the true value of the outcome that they want. What will it mean to you? How will it impact your life? What will it mean for your wife, for your kids, for your family, for your friends? What will you be able to do that you're currently not doing? What level of an impact will you have on other people's lives, on the clients that you want to be able to help? If you keep going down this road right now, are you going to be able to help 1,000 people, which is your goal, or are you only going to be able to help 10 and are you okay with that, right? And it's that balance between highlighting what it's costing them to live in pain and to go down their current path, and then sharing with them the true value of the outcome and the results that they want and the impact that it's going to have on their lives and the lives of the people that they help and work with. When you get good at that balance, and then you make the path, right, which is the gap in between from where they are now to where they want to go. If you get good at showing them that path, at providing them with the shortest path to those greatest results, that's where you're going to have an unbeatable edge over everybody else out there when it comes to positioning your offer and being able to attract your ideal clients, being able to charge 10 times more than everybody else and have the types of clients that don't even blink, don't even think about paying you for it. I know that for some of you that might seem far out there right now, but what I can tell you after being on both ends of the spectrum, this is undeniable, right? And it's the reason why every powerful marketer, every powerful sales company, anybody who writes a very good book, story, everything else, they follow a framework like this, right? Because they understand that for you to be able to position an offer to attract your ideal clients, you need to be able to follow this path, right? And that's what I'm doing for you now. I'm providing you with the shortest path to the best results, which for us is ideally bringing on the types of clients that we love to work with that are happy to pay us highly for what it is that we do. Okay. The next point, once we get very good at highlighting the pain and then sharing the true value of the outcome, is you need to help them believe in the vision. Now, when I say help them believe in it, right, I can never give somebody a vision. I don't want their vision to be my vision. But what I can do is help them paint the picture, help them close their eyes and picture a certain outcome, help them gain belief that what they want is possible through social proof, through my own stories, by highlighting things that I learned along the way as their guide, by showing them certain milestones along the path that when they hit, it's going to prove to them that they're on the way towards bringing that vision to life. I need to be able to help them gain belief in it, because what I can tell you for a fact is if they never gain the level of belief in that vision, and you think that might be a simple concept, but I can tell you that 9 out of 10 people will say what they want, but they never believe it. If I can help them through future casting, visualization, through powerful words and outcomes that they connect with, if I can help them gain that belief, then the level of commitment and the level of action that they will take around that is going to be way more powerful and a lot more consistent, even through the hard times, than if they never had that belief to start with. Once they gain that belief in the vision, or maybe in the beginning, maybe they don't fully believe it, okay, but they can see it. They might not truly believe at their core level that it will happen, but they also don't hold the belief that it won't, okay? They're sort of an in-between land. They love the vision. They're connected with it. They don't quite know how, but they believe that it is possible. All you have to do in this process, and remember, this whole process is about how do I create that perfect offer? What I want to do once I'm past that initial stage of helping them future cast, see that vision, connect and resonate with the outcomes they want, all I have to do is give them the power to believe in the next step. That's it. And when I say give them the power, all I need to do is, once I've painted the picture, get them to almost come up with the next step in their mind. Show them a couple of different options or show them the clear path that they need to take, and then give them the power to believe in the next step. Right? Like if I said to you, for you to be able to do this, right? For you to be able to create the perfect offer, the very first thing you have to do is start with who you want to work with and why. Right? So if you start thinking about your ideal clients, people who are happy to pay you $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 just to work with you, right? Being able to get on phone calls and enjoy every second of talking to those people. How amazing your life will be with the success stories coming in, you being able to do events and retreats and masterminds and just hang out with the types of people you love to hang out with and watch them impact the lives of the people they want to work with. Now I'm painting that vision for you. All I need to do at this point, if you're not sure how to end up there, but you're at least willing to believe in the process, is I just need to empower you with that first step, which is start with who you want to work with and why. Right? And you got to be able to do that same thing for your clients in whatever it is that you're positioning, in whatever type of offer it is that you're trying to put in front of to attract your ideal clients. I hope you resonated with the whole part, because the last 3 to 4 points are probably the most powerful aspects of this entire process if you've done the background baseline work that we covered in the first 3 to 4 points. Once you've done that, the coolest part about this entire process is now it's time to qualify who it is for and who it isn't for, right? And what you want to be able to do is literally start calling out who it is that you want to work with, right? Like, I won't work with people now who haven't achieved some level of success in their life. I've just determined over the last almost 20 years that the people that I'm able to help the fastest, the ones that I can have the greatest impact on, the ones who go on to achieve amazing things at some level or in some part of their life's journey to date, they've achieved a level of excellence. They've achieved high results somewhere. For me, I know those types of people, I can skyrocket. I put a rocket launcher under their butt and those guys fly. Right, they achieve phenomenal results in a very short period of time. For you, who is it? Right, and once you get clear on who those people are, and even if you can't get clear on who they are, maybe get clear on who they aren't. Okay, I don't want to deal with people who make excuses, who have stories, who have justifications, who blame others. That's not who I want to work with. It's in my mission statement. It's part of our value proposition that we have as a team. If you're somebody who makes excuses, I don't want to work with you. If you're somebody that's not willing to go through the hard times to enjoy the good times, I don't want to work with you, right? This, my solution, being able to create a highly transformational program that you can charge a lot of money for with the type of business model that's going to allow you to have the freedom that most people dream about, you need to be an action taker. You need to be somebody that's willing to risk it all to have it all, right? That's me qualifying who it is that I want to work with. When it comes to that for you, and when you're looking at creating this perfect offer, you got to also make it clear who this offer is for. And you'll do that by calling out certain things, by articulating the top of mind conversations, by relating things back to a certain situation, by highlighting the pain and also sharing the value of the outcome that these people want, right? Certain people are going to be putting their hands up going, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. Yes, I want that. No, I don't want to go down that path. I'm sick of being in pain. All of those different things, right? People will start to self-select, but I want to aid that process within my offer and literally outline who it is that it is for, what it's going to mean for them, who it isn't for, and why. You can go into the why I don't want to work with those people. I prefer to keep things positive and I just highlight who it's not for. I don't go into too much detail on why. When it comes to people who it is for, I definitely want to at least articulate why it's important for me to work with those people. All right. The last part in this entire process, and like I said, I will put each of these points in the notes for this podcast, right? So that you have them to go back over. And I would go back over them because this is the framework that I use for everything, for every ad, for every offer, for every email that I want to put out where I want some level of an action response from. This is the framework I follow. It's a framework that I've paid people a lot of money to gain access to. It's a framework that I have tried and tested to be able to grow multiple 7 figures without ad spend, okay? It only works faster now with ad spend because the process it's a proven process that marketers and sales people have been using for years. That being said, let's look at the last point. You have to give them a simple and clear call to action. There's no point in going through this entire process and highlighting, you know, what it's costing them to live in pain and relating to where they are and sharing the true value of an outcome and helping them believe in a vision and then empowering them with the next step and then qualifying who it isn't for and who it is for and then leaving it, right? Nothing else. Again, we're leaving people stuck in awareness. We're leaving people standing on that scale looking at that 300 pounds with nothing else, right? In order for me to be able to help them, I have to be able to give them a clear and simple call to action. There has to be a next step that they have to take. There has to be a micro commitment that they need to be able to take in order to access what it is that we have for them to be able to achieve the outcomes that they want, that we've been able to highlight and share with them throughout our offer. Don't forget that part in this process. Sometimes we do it too early, right? When we're looking at positioning the offer, we don't really connect with them. We don't resonate with them. We don't build enough pain. We don't highlight the value of the outcomes. We don't allow them to believe in the vision and empower them with the next step. We don't do a good enough job of that before we give people a call to action. Right? It's like, hey, I've got this. I'll give you this, 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 and this. Hey, buy my shit. And you see it every single day, multiple times a day. But what I want to do, I would rather have less people click and go through our simple 3 to 4 step process that have gone through my ad copy, watched my video, gone through my email, whatever it is at depth, to then end up coming through our process more qualified. If I don't do this and I don't follow this framework, I'm settling for not qualifying people, for probably having a whole bunch of people who are just coming to you because you're another solution and they just happen to click on your ad, or that, you know, you've got a pretty ad image that attracted them and now they're just coming to you, they're booking in, or they're booking a call, or they're buying your product or program, and you don't ever know until they either get on the phone with you or until they come in whether or not they're the right type of client. Whereas if I follow this framework, I know that at some level, most of the time, throughout the entire process, that these guys are being qualified. That by the time I get to speak to them, that I'm in front of them, that they buy my product or program, or that we jump on a call, that I'm talking to somebody that I've been able to connect with, that I've been able to position the perfect offer around, and they're going to be more than likely my ideal clients. And like I said to you, I've tested this out so many times myself that often these people have already sold themselves into your solution before you've even got on the phone call with them, before they even bought your product or program. They've researched, they found things out, they went and did this, this, and this, they checked you out here, they did all these other things because they connected with you. They understood that you had the shortest path to the best results for them, that you were the guide they've been looking with because you took the time to tap into their minds. You took the time to highlight what it's costing them to go down the wrong path, to share with them the value of going down the path that you've been able to forge. And man, that is powerful, because now these guys not only connect with your solution, but they start to know, like, and trust you as a guide, because they're like, man, this guy actually cares. And when you do this, you are proving that you care. Yes, it's a formula. Yes, it's a framework, but it takes time, effort, commitment, and a level of care to do it properly. And I wanted to empower you guys with that today. So your task is to take the next step. It's to be able to go through this process step by step to work out if your current offer matches up to this, or if you need to start crafting your offer in a different way to be able to attract more of your ideal clients, to be able to start charging what you're really worth, to be able to even change your business model so that this front-end offer directly connects to the solution that it is that you want to provide people with. And if you don't have that level of congruency and integrity, there's going to be a big gap in your business. And it's why you're not able to attract as many people as you want at the prices you want. Trust me, all right? That is a gap that I tend to see most people come to me with the most. As always, I hope you guys got a lot out of that. I'm excited to hear any feedback. If there's anything I can do, if you want to find out how you guys can start creating this perfect offer, if you want help with this, if you want to be able to know exactly how to charge between $3,000 to $15,000 for your product, program, or service. Now, that's just a frame of reference, right, in terms of price point. But if you want to know how to do that in the fastest way possible with the least amount of steps to be able to create the outcomes that you want, hit me up, all right? Send me a message on Facebook. Send me an email at adam@adammckenzie.net. I will put a link, all right, in the description of this podcast for you to even be able to book a time for us to connect, to dive into your current model and have a look at how you are doing things, or to look at what we need to change and tweak to be able to achieve the level of results that you want. I'm excited to hopefully connect with some of you there. Otherwise, I look forward to next week's episode. You guys have a great week, and I'm excited to see how the perfect offer helps you attract more of your ideal clients.